Welcome to ACC Crunch Time with your host, Patrick O'Brien. Welcome to another ACC Crunch Time here. We're going to go ahead on to the Saturday matchups in the conference. NC State 4-5, 1-4 in the conference. Traveling to Syracuse 4-5, 2-3 in the ACC conference. 12:30 p.m. kickoff on ACC Network. The Wolfpack holds an 8-1 overall record against Syracuse in this one. 4-0 at Syracuse. The only win that the Orange has actually ever had was back in 2013 when they won 24-10. So the Wolfpack have really, you know, taken advantage and, you know, secured their wins and owned this series against Syracuse. NC State, as I mentioned in other podcasts, is coming off a heartbreaking loss, another giveaway that the Wolfpack have had this season against Florida State, 24-20. Syracuse is coming off a very disappointing performance against Clemson, getting shut out 54-0. When you look at this one, I think a lot of things are going to depend on if quarterback Eric Dungy from Syracuse is going to be healthy. Right now, it's still kind of up in the air, but if he comes back and is able to play, I think that's going to be a huge, huge difference and huge momentum boost for the Orange in this matchup there. When you look at it, the Wolfpack, if Eric Dungy does play, the NC State Wolfpack defense, passing defense, ranks 91st in the nation at giving up 251 yards, something certainly Dungy could take advantage of. So he's been one of the best quarterbacks and probably the most underrated quarterback in the nation this year. He's been putting up remarkable numbers so far when he's in the backfield. You know, Syracuse's rushing attack hasn't been very spectacular, only averaging 126 yards per game. They've been doing most of their damage is in the passing game, averaging 336 yards. Overall, they're averaging about 23 points per game. I think they're going to have to score a little bit more going against the Wolfpack defense in this one. I would have to say they're going to have a little mixture of the run game and passing game, but if Dungy plays, they're going to have to lean on the passing game against this sometimes questionable secondary for the Wolfpack there. On NC State side, you know, they like to run the ball, and they like to get Finley out and get their playmakers, especially players like Nyheim Hines, who's coming off an 11-catch, 124-yard performance last week against Florida State. They're averaging about 26 points per game. You know, they've averaged about 147 yards on the ground, something a number that has been kind of dropping since the start of the season. I think if they can really control the clock against this Orange, defense, you know, they've been giving up a ton of yardage, whether it's passing or rushing. The Syracuse defense has given up about 463 yards per game, almost 200 on the ground, 265 in the passing game. So I think Finley and Matt Days could have a big game in this one. I think if they control the tempo, get their running backs and through the first line of scrimmage and the defensive line of Syracuse, I think they can really control the clock, control the tempo, something that they want to do, and keep that Syracuse offense off the field, especially if Dungy isn't at quarterback, if it comes off an injury there. I think Finley will also have a great game in this one. He's been pretty solid, mostly in the turnover battle. For the most part, I just think they have to capitalize when the opportunities are given. When you look at this matchup in the Wolfpack's case, they're sitting at 4-5, trying to get to 6 games for the bowl. They welcome in Miami the next week, and then they go against UNC down in Chapel Hill. Two games that are going to be tough to get the wins to get to that bowl eligibility. So certainly they have to win this one to get to 5-5 and just to give themselves a chance to win. To get to that bowl eligibility, and you know, get that lucky number 6 win. If they don't, I think it's gonna be tough for them to get back to back wins against Miami and North Carolina to end the season. And I think that, I think they'll stop the losing streak they have. I think they will play a solid game both on offense and defense and secure the win. If Eric Dungy does play, I think this will be a much closer game. But I think the Wolfpacks, especially the defensive line, will get in the backfield, cause a little havoc against the Syracuse offense. I'm going to go with a close one here. If Eric Dungy does play, I'm going to go with NC State 38, Syracuse 34. If Dungy doesn't play, I don't think it'll be as close. I would go with about 38, maybe 20, 24, something like that. And that one, but I had the Wolfpack winning in both of them to finally get there, 5-5, back to 500 in the ACC. Overall. And just one win away from becoming bowl eligible. So I'm going Wolfpack in this one. So make sure to check us out for some other more previews for some Week 11 matchups.